Okay, so let's talk about Dev Patel's Monkey Man. We got the chance to watch this at South by Southwest at its world premiere. Dev Patel in attendance and everything. And we also heard a talk from Dev Patel the next day, which I will talk about in my spoiler video because it has some spoilers. So stay tuned for that video once the movie is closer to release date. No spoilers here, so don't worry. So let's get right into it. So this was a film. We were standing in line, and I was scared, y'all. I got scared. We got the red buffer card, which means you might not get in. You might not get in, but you might. So stay in line. Not the green card that you want to get, but the red one. So very scared about that. Ultimately, we got in very, very high seating at the Paramount. It's sort of designed like a theater. So you have like the bottom parts, then you have some sides at the top, and then you have like the grand part at all the way at the top. So I sat all the way at the top. I'm telling you, I was at the top row, all the way in the back. So kind of looking at the screen like this. So nonetheless, audio, got a little fixing in there. So that's how I'm going into this review. And, you know, I do want to give it another chance and watch it and being able to really fully immerse myself into it and just watching it, you know. So I might just do that and maybe update the review later. I don't know. We'll see. But this is a film that Dev Patel has been wanting to do for quite some time. They finally were able to do it. There were some minor, actually not minor, let's say major setbacks throughout, like COVID, them getting sick, breaking a foot, apparently their arm or hand, you know, it was just a ton of stuff. And I have that whole talk that Dev Patel did where he was talking about this. I'll be putting some of that up later. But this film was also almost going to just go straight to streaming and maybe not even be seen. That was a big thing about it until Jordan Peele saw it and said, you know, no, we're saving this and we're putting this on as many big screens as possible. So now we have Monkey Man by Dev Patel, the latest action film that many people are trying to call a John Wick ripoff. And to those people, no, stop calling everything a ripoff. Remember when John Wick 1 came out and everybody said, Raid ripoff. Can we stop comparing, please? They're different. So this film deals with this young man who is trying to get revenge for their mother. And we see as they ultimately are fighting the Indian caste system as well. And just everything that is morally corrupt about the slum where he is in. And I really enjoy this movie for its action. I think that Dev Patel has a distinct eye and a way to portray the story with the action shots that they're doing as well. And there is so many moments in this that just had me like, oh man, I wonder how they were able to pull all of that off, you know? It's some insane action work. And even Dev Patel talked about working with a lot of the stunt people that he was meeting through online and all of them. And all of that gave the film this very interesting feeling because you have all of these very quick and sudden movements with these very grand set designs as well. A lot of these people come from money, and so a lot of the moments in the film where they're fighting are in these very rich areas. But also this moment, these moments in the film when Dev Patel's character is fighting for money, and you see them in this very grimy underground sort of ring, that street fights that are happening, and that whole sequence when he's wearing the mask and all of that, it is just one of the best scenes and sequences of the last couple of years. Honestly, there's just something about the way that the camera's framed, the lighting is done, the color palettes and everything just pop, and you have this very scary looking mask as well, and it's just so heavy, and you feel the breaths, you feel the sweat, and it's just one of those scenes that I just want to rewatch already because it is so incredibly done. I think Dev Patel really excels in all of that. There is just so many amazing images in this film. And Dev even said that he wanted to make a film that was culturally significant and just wanted to put as much of the culture as he could, or as he says, some spice into an action film. And I think he really succeeds with that, especially with a lot of things about India and all of that, and showcasing it throughout the film and just seeing how people reacted as well. This is definitely a film that is visually stunning, and it definitely has the kinetic energy of an action film and then some. Where I think the film lacks, in my opinion, is going to be in its story, where I feel a lot of it sort of gets muddled because of a lot of the other things that Dev kind of wants to talk about. And it feels at times that maybe Dev wasn't sure if they were going to be able to do another movie right after Monkey Man and just want to put as much influence and culture as they could. good, which isn't a bad thing at all. But I think with the run length time and all of that, it may have affected some of the other things. And so I feel like we're rushing to the end. And so once we finally start to see the ending of the film, I feel like we get to a point where it kind of ends. And I feel like it would have been a very good ending if we ended it there. But then it feels like the movie wants to keep going. And so we're just waiting to see when it's going to end. I think Dev Patel is a great actor. I think they are a great director. I just wasn't really vibing with the writing at times or the way things were presented. And I think that's more to do with maybe the runtime and them trying to put as much as they could into each of these moments. And by the time they were trying to sort of give the film its final cut, they realized that maybe we can't do everything we thought we could. And, you know, this is a great stepping stone for Dev, in my opinion. And I'm excited to see what else they have up their sleeve, because there is definitely a lot of talent here. And I'm excited to see them showcase it even more. But let me know what you think about Monkey Man, if you're excited or not, if you're ready for it. Let me tell you, there are some scenes here that many, many people are going to be talking about right after they come out of the theater. And I'm excited for that conversation to happen. But let me know your thoughts and opinions. Follow for more on things you love on the road to 30,000 subscribers. If you haven't already subscribed, hit that subscribe and notification bell. We are on the road to that 30,000. Make sure you also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, our website, www.culturelixir.com, for more on all the things you love. And as always, that is going to do it for me. 30,000 subscribers. That's our big goal. We've been trying to get there for some time. Giveaway once we get to it. Big prize package. So stay tuned for that. But as always, I'll see all of you next time. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you hit the notification bell on the road to 30,000 subscribers. And I'll see all of you next time. Stay safe. Stay positive.